time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and we're on again. Good morning to all of you just waking up. Why didn't you wake up sooner? 11:12 is the time, and it's a great day. Every day that you got 2 feet on the ground is good. I know what it's like not to have 2 feet on the ground. Oh, boy, you know, that is something. You know, when you spend any time at all in a hospital, you get out of condition so quick. And then when you go to get up, oh, my gads, how am I going to stand up? But it all comes around. I remember then, and I can't remember what I was in the hospital for, really. I know I was in the same room with Dick Kiefer. Same, yeah. And I never talked to him, I think, because he always had company. But anyhow, it's really, I went from there to a nursing home. Well, they don't call them exactly nursing home, assisted living or whatever. And so I was there, and I thought, oh, boy, I finally got my own room. And about that time, the nurse, a little lady, yells in, Mr. Evers, you're going to have company tonight. So, and I did. And before I got out of there, I had to walk 636 steps and declare I was better. And I did. Oh, my. Anyhow, usually when you're left out of the hospital, you go to a step-down unit, and they step down and to reach in your pocket. That's what it is. And this one assisted or nursing center where I was, I couldn't believe there was a lady in a wheelchair that would come around everybody's room and look you in the face and not say a word. It was kind of creepy for a while. Then I got a smile out of her every now and then. Then I had to watch too, because she wanted my smartphone. And I often wondered, how could she use my smartphone, because she doesn't talk. Well, anyhow, that's a little bit of my life that's, you know, past. Past, yes. Okay, now let's get back. Did I ring a bell with anyone? Boy. Okay. But it's nice, at least when you get older, you can stand straight up. And because there are so many things that enter the picture once you reach a certain age. And I think all people between my age and 100 can tell you. Okay, let's go on here. Now, my next agricultural question, and I've got three of them here. I have three of them in 45 minutes to go. Okay, here it is. It's a breed of cattle called Hereford. But this Hereford is a polled, P-O-L-L-E-D, Hereford. What on earth is a polled Hereford? I remember a guy that raised them, and he was always talking about his polled Herefords. What is it? What makes a polled Hereford? What's the characteristic of a polled Hereford? 7403-8399-44. Hey, and what are you going to have for Thanksgiving? Let me think. Of course, Emmanuel Lutheran Church is going to have theirs, Dayspring Wesleyan, and either place you go, you meet such nice people. People that are friendly toward you and want to talk to you and, you know, give you greetings and give you something to eat, too. Oh, my. And so it goes. So what's a Pold Hereford? A Pold Hereford. What's a characteristic? 11:17 is the time. And you're listening to Downtown Radio. That's WWGH. We're on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building. And down below is where I regularly go to see the doctor. So it's kind of handy. Except I see the doctors on days I don't work here. Okay. So what is a Pold Hereford? And let's see. I'll ask you where these Herefords came from originally, but that's not now. First of all, I need to know what is Pold, P-O-L-L-E-D, Pold Hereford. There's a characteristic of them. 11:17 and a half is the time. And what are you going to have for Thanksgiving yourself? The usual? Is there anything other than the usual that people have anymore? Green bean casserole? How many of you have green bean casserole? Everybody! What is it with a green bean casserole? I know my daughter Amy makes it every year. I don't know if my daughter Kathy does, or my daughter Angie. Oh my goodness. Green bean casserole. Is there anything different that you can add to a green bean casserole to make it a little enticing over last year's? Is there something else you can add to it? To the famous green bean casserole that everybody apparently... Is it easier to cook? Is that why? Is that why everybody cooks green bean casserole? I don't know. If you know, let me know. What are other things are good to eat with your Thanksgiving dinner? Rolls, of course. Rolls with butter. Oh, yes. Good old butter. There was a store in Marion here recently that had a sale on butter. I think you were limited to 5 pounds, but it was really, really low priced. And I bet they sold it till it came out of their ears. Wow. Butter is so good. Yeah, I know the health people say, yeah, you shouldn't eat so much butter. Yeah, tough luck. Butter on rolls. Isn't that good? Oh, my. What kind of roll do you like? You like the ones that pop out of the can? You know, the ones that you start to peel and all of a sudden they go boom? Or do you like maybe a different kind of roll? How many different kinds of rolls are there? Now, what do they call baguettes? What's different about a baguette? It's a roll of sorts, isn't it? A baguette. If I remember eating a baguette, you ate something rather tough. And you almost had to soak it in something to make it pliable. Baguette. Is a baguette classified as a true roll? What other kind of rolls are there? Oh, crescent rolls. They're kind of delicate, aren't they? And crescent rolls. What other kind of rolls? I was trying to think. So that goes along with the Thanksgiving dinner in a nice way. And a lot of people don't like cranberry sauce or slices. I think maybe I talked about that yesterday. That was on, oh, I know what I wanted to mention too. Channel 6 in Columbus. Marshall McPeak was in Marion yesterday. Poor Marshall. He spoke to the Prime Time Club at Dayspring Wesleyan, and the poor guy was sick. He could barely make it through, and I saw him coming out of there to get in his car, and he looked like three shades of something. Poor guy, and he didn't do the weather last night, and somebody else had to substitute for him. So I wonder when he'll be back, and who knows what was wrong with him. But I know what it's like. I've given speeches already when I felt like I could die easier than I could talk. And I'm sure that's what he went through yesterday. Oh, boy. I used to get these headaches. They're called vascular headaches, where the nerves in the top of your brain or your head squeeze out something, or something makes pain in your head, and called vascular headaches. And I used to have these quite often, sometimes every day. And I would be, going out to speak to a group, and I spoke to hundreds of groups over the years. And boy, there's nothing worse than being under a headache or a bad cold or flu and having to get up in front of people and talk intelligently. Woo, wow. But that was Marshall McPeak yesterday. I don't know what his problem was. Maybe he'll mention something. Okay, what is a polled Hereford? A polled Hereford. Wow. I thought I'd get an answer rather quickly on that one. 11:23 is the time. A polled Hereford. Okay. Now, can you tell me where are Hereford, cows from originally? What country supplied Hereford cows to farmers over here, and they've been raised ever since? You know, Hereford is a kind of a standard breed, but a polled Hereford is just a little different. What is it? Okay, or where can you find a Hereford origin listed? Okay. All right, I'll give you my third question. It's 11:23 right now. In Oklahoma, there was a native tree called, I don't want to give you a name, it's my question. And when the farmers arrived here, the natives, what made them bring those trees all the way from Oklahoma to Ohio to make fence posts out of? Now, that's what really gets me. If you look up the history of this particular tree, you'll find out it was from Oklahoma. But yet, they're growing all over Ohio yet. They're the tree with the cannonball as fruit. Now, you know what I'm talking about? The one that looks like a brain hanging on a limb. and they were used primarily as fence posts because they would last forever. Or as firewood, they'd burn forever with the hottest flame you'd ever want. And the bad thing about that particular tree is it had spikes sticking out all over it. So if you were to cut it down, it said, "You're not going to cut me down. Just watch this." And oh my land, those needles that stuck out from the trunk of this tree, there were more than needles, there were my nails. Wow. 11:25 is the time. So we've got polled Herefords. What is a polled Hereford? Where did the Hereford cattle originate? What country? Or what is it that's still hanging around? In fact, there is a whole row of them at the Crawford-Wyandotte County line on Route 23. If you were to turn left on that county road, you would find all these yellowish-colored fruits. And a lot of people call them, I won't tell you what they call them. But they resemble, and people say you can slice them up and they'll keep spiders away from your house. I've never heard that proven. 11:26. And what are you going to have for Thanksgiving? Turkey and ham? Is there anything basic other than ham and turkey? Does anyone ever eat steak for Thanksgiving? That's a good question. Does anyone ever eat steak for Thanksgiving or liver and onions? Now, I grew up eating liver and onions about once every 2 weeks. And, you know, I didn't think much about it. But I do now. And liver and onions still served by restaurants here and there. And it's... Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
I was away from the radio for a little while. Did you ever get an answer about the trees and the fences?
The trees, where?
The trees that you said were real strong and
indestructible. Oh, yeah, no, I haven't got an answer to that, no.
Oh, I don't have, I just didn't know if I had missed it or not. But now about the hedge out. Was it hedge apples that keeps spiders?
Well, that's the name of the tree, yeah. Osage orange. Now, you just answered my question.
Oh, okay.
Osage orange. It's the hardest, hottest burning tree in Ohio.
Okay. Is this prize-worthy answer? Or?
Yeah. Would you like a couple of tickets to the zoo?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, you got them. Okay. Now, let me write your... What is your name?
Trish Franklin.
Trish, are you a new listener?
No, okay. I don't get to listen every day, but I try to.
Okay, do you work somewhere yet?
No, I'm retired.
Okay, well, that's a nice way to be. So am I.
Yes, and I'll be there in just a few minutes.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, Trish, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, she got my answer. The Osage orange. Now, I tell you what, I've used the Osage orange myself in my, you see, I've had different careers in my lifetime. My one career was radio, 60-some years in radio. My other career was being an actor making wood shingles just the way the colonists made them. 200 and 300 years ago, I have a tool, a bench that I sit on called a Schnitzelbank. That's German, too. Schnitz means shaving. Bank is bench. A shaving bench. And in order to split a cedar telephone pole, about 22 inches long, you have to pound what's called a froe through it to pry off the shingles. And once you pry them off, then you shape them on your Schnitzelbank. And my Schnitzelbank is probably pushing 300 years old. And it's still just as good probably as the day it was built. And it looks pretty old and gnarly. Oh, my goodness. But it came with the early pioneers to this area. Okay. And so, well, what I'm getting at, there needs to be authentic, you pound the froe, which is a chisel, more or less, with a long blade. And you pound on it with a club made out of Osage orange. Because the early pioneers had all these Osage orange trees around, and being the toughest wood in Ohio, that's what they used to pound the froe with. We'll be back after a word or two or three.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Oh, okay. We're back once again. All right. And we had Mrs. Trish Franklin just picked up her zoo tickets. I hope she enjoys a visit to the zoo. And how are you? Okay, now, let me see here. I wanted to mention Saturday, November 30th. Oh, yeah. Sumerian Union Station Association will have their 34th train and railroad artifact show and sales. I'd like to get to that, really. No kidding. I'm a railroad buff. I would love to have a model railroad, but I can't afford one at my age. Well, I'd like to go out there and see one operate. The admission is $5, children under 8 free, and this is at the Marion County Fairgrounds Coliseum. Saturday, let me see here. Yeah, okay. And it's going to be, let me see, you can get a vendor's form, a vendor's table. They're 8-foot tables for $20. You can call Dane Ringert. Dane Ringert, he's a guy that we worked together, the two of us, to put the statue on the courthouse. Dane Ringert. I didn't know Dane was into model trains. Yeah, that's great. There'll be model trains and layouts, all scales, toys, cars, and planes, Railroadiana. Now, I listen to railroads on my scanner, and because I'm a railroad buff, the trains report in. They automatically trip a transmitter every so many miles that looks over the train and tells anybody that's listening, especially the railroad people, if there's any problems with the train. And this is an automatic thing. And once the train goes through, they'll say mile marker 53 point something or other, no defects. And then it will repeat that, no defects. And everything is fine. Okay. So, railroad, so interesting. And the new railroads, new trains, are so long to save, you can pull twice as many cars nowadays they put an engine right in the middle of the train. So if you're watching a train go by and you see an engine in the middle, you say, I got half that train yet to see or to wait on. It's kind of interesting. So there is an engine placed in the middle of the train if the train's about 2 miles long. And the engine helps pull or push that train. Really interesting. And naturally, if you're waiting on the train at a crossing and it slows down, you'll be there forever if that's a 2-mile-long train. Oh, boy. Now, I'm anxious, too. I haven't been over the overpass since we moved out here downtown. How are things going with the overpass? I noticed they were closing off the area there at the intersection of Pole Lane so they could renew or put down different striping. Now, are they going to make the overpass look modernistic? I know one side, they do have, it's flush with panels. Are they going to do that elsewhere on there? Are they going to kind of spiff it up? Are they going to put a big light up there like they do in Wyandotte County? 100-foot tall lights to light up the area. Just, a few questions. But Saturday, November 30th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the Marion County train show at the Coliseum. I don't know if it's at the Coliseum or Evers Arena. Let me see here. It says Marion County Fairgrounds Coliseum. Okay. All right. $5 a person to see the trains. And they'll have trains for sale, naturally. And the little kids certain age get in free. Okay. Let me see. It says, oh, okay. Admission, $5 a person, but children 8 years and under are free. All right. Take the kids. Get them interested in trains. I wonder if we'll have any, the blue, the train that all the kids love. Now, I rode that train twice in Strasburg, Pennsylvania. What's the name of it? The blue train with the smiley face on the front of it? Oh, yeah. And boy, you talk about drawing a crowd. That's been down to it in southern, south of Columbus. It appears there every now and then. But the real one, it actually operates under steam as it's Strasburg, Pennsylvania. And to have your picture taken, I think it's around $25. Then they have a big tent full of all kinds of things related to this train series. Wow. But I rode them all. Yeah. Really a lot of fun. Okay, so what is a polled Hereford? Still haven't got that answer. Are there any livestock people listening? Obviously not. A polled Hereford is what? Or where did the Hereford breed of cattle originate? We got the answer I was looking for hedge apples, which is also a Osage orange, originally from Oklahoma. But how'd they get here? Because the natives, people, came off the East Coast and advanced, into Ohio, into Pennsylvania, then Ohio. But did they go to Oklahoma and bring back Osage orange trees? This got me puzzled. Okay, but if you read the history of the Osage orange, you'll see how or where they originated. All right, now, I keep looking. I'm glad I brought this up here. Toy cars and planes, Railroadiana, books, magazines, model trains and layouts. Oh, boy. I remember, and I bet you do too, you guys especially. Do you remember when you got your first model train? I remember mine because it was a wind-up. And I think my fingers still hurt winding that over and over and over and over. But it was a train designed after the Burlington Northern. Now, this was back in the early 30s. And you would have to wind it up, and then you go around a circle a couple of times, and you had to wind it again and again. Oh, did I like the day when trains came out with electric motors. The only thing is, if that type of train was used, it had to have the third rail, because that's where your power was. Your third rail, it picked that up. Your two wheels were on two tracks, but the middle rail was picked up and rubbed by a piece of copper or something to conduct electricity, and that's why how the train got its electric to move. But boy, some people now have trains in their yards. There was a member of the class of 1959 Harding High School. Dr. Marshall's daughter is married to a guy that has trains in their front yard. And he has to clean the rails every now and then and clean the cars. Of course, this time of year, you wouldn't have it outside. You'd have it stored away until springtime. But it's so great. It gives people a chance to exercise their ability to dream up of little villages and things involving trains. Train stations and water towers and signals and that. All in your front yard. Wow, that would be fun. Also, expensive. 11:40 and a half is the time. But have you ever seen a yard, a layout in a yard? Yeah, it's great. And boy, some of these guys got it engineered so well that trains start up and stop and wait on one another. And oh my goodness, it's really interesting. But I love trains. I think a lot of us guys do. And even though they offer an inconvenience of waiting on them. I enjoy waiting on a train, if I'm not in a hurry, that is. But it's to me, and I remember Ted Graham told me once on a tour of his yard there that he said, watch the train cars with the cartoons on them or the artistic drawings. A lot of that is done by professional artists. The non-professional doesn't abide by any particular courtesy of where he paints. And some of the ne'er-do-wells will paint right over a boxcar or whatever, the number, the train's official number. And but the others avoid covering that over. They don't cover up the number of that particular unit. They respect that while exercising their ability to draw cartoons on the side. Now, where do they do this? There are railroad detectives everywhere. Is there any place in Marion where so-called artists have ever painted a train? I was thinking a lot of this must happen in the big cities where they have rail yards away from the population and people can do it without being caught. I don't know. Because even the good artists, you know, that's illegal to paint a car like that. Okay, so much for that. I still need to know, what is a Polled Hereford? P-O-L-L-E-D. A Polled Hereford. What on earth is a Polled Hereford? That's a cattle. And the Hereford breed comes from another part of our planet. But what part, what country produced the first Herefords, let alone the Polled Herefords? All right. 7403399944. What else is going on this weekend in Marion? It won't be long. It's Christmas at the Palace. I've got all of my grandkids. Let's see, are they all in it? No. My son-in-law is going to be one of the dancers like I was in 1983. Oh, boy, he said, boy, I tell you, they really have to buckle down and practice and be good. And I can remember the practice, oh, my. But that was 1983, incidentally. And I wanted to get it over with because I was taking a tour of people from Marion to Hawaii. And 1983 that was, and we went to Hawaii, I don't know, must have been January, and it was so nice getting in the warm country, oh my goodness, yep. And then these guys have to buy their long-tail white suits, you know, oh boy. So my son-in-law, Tim Ralston, who is a family court judge in Crawford County, he and a bunch of other Marion guys will be in the chorus line. My little grandson, Reed, the ornery little, he has more fun than barrel monkeys. He'll be doing something. I don't know if he's going to be dancing or singing. But then my...
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist. But actually, one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and I see, too, the Christmas by Candlelight. That would be at the fairgrounds and November 28th through the 30th. Oh, that's going to be a short one, a drive-through. Christmas by Candlelight. Drive-through. Okay, I was in on the ground floor of that, but I got busy, but I did name it. I gave it the name Christmas by Candlelight, and you know why? I originally proposed that we have take milk cartons and put candles in them and a little bit of sand so that they would stay put to where you put it. And so it was Christmas by Candlelight. Oh, wait a second. We have a caller here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hereford calves were born without horns.
Yes, the polled Hereford. Yeah, you got it. Okay, now would you like tickets to the zoo?
Yes, sir, I would.
Okay, now, what is, you know where we're located?
Yes.
Good, okay. Now, what is your name?
Nancy Redmond.
Oh, Nancy Redmond. I used to work with a Redmond. Probably no relation. That was back in the 50s. Long time ago.
Could be distant relation. You never know.
Well, it could be. His first name is Pearl. Pearl Redmond. I'll never forget that.
Was he from Bessaris or here
in
Marion?
No, he was from, I think, Marion, yeah. And he used to be the guy that had to go out and set up for the broadcast of the Marion Barons hockey team.
Oh, my.
We used to broadcast that. Oh, my goodness. That was a lost cause. But were you around at that time?
Just little.
Okay. There was one player that the women all liked. His name was Gordon Vejprava. And he was a good player. But he's long gone, of course. Okay. So, yeah. Okay, Nancy, your tickets will be here for you.
Let's see. What are your hours for tickets again?
Oh, okay. I got it right here in my hand. Let me see. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. This is Friday, isn't it? Yes. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay.
All right.
All right, sir. Thank you so very much.
Okay,
have a good
all right. Very good. Okay. Now, see, that wasn't hard. She looked it up. Hereford, a polled Hereford, has no horns. A polled Hereford has no horns. Okay. But now, where are they from? That's my next question. Where would the Hereford cattle, where did they originate? Or can you tell me, let's see, well, that's my next question. Then from then on, it's just going to be me fiddling around. But yeah, our pickup hours, and you can win once every 30 days, and pick up your tickets Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And don't forget, too, that train show coming up at the Marion County Fairgrounds. Wow, that's going to be something. Let me see. Yeah, Union, November 30th. Hey, that's soon, isn't it? November 30th. Yeah, this is the 22nd right now, so, okay. Won't be long. Okay. Now, what else do I have I can tease you with? Only one question left. Where was the origination point of the Hereford cattle? Maybe, boy, wouldn't it be fun all to get all of us together in a great big bus and go down to Young's Dairy Farm and have an ice cream cone and a dinner? Yeah. Our WWGH bus. Wouldn't that be something? Maybe sometime we'll have to arrange something like that on a weekend or sometime to get, as many as we can pack in, 48 to 50 people in a bus and head down to someplace like Young's Dairy Farm, then maybe on down to the place where they grind grain. You can get pancake mix ground right there. And that's where all the million Christmas lights are and things like that. Otherwise, there's about a million Christmas lights at the zoo. And we're giving away tickets to the zoo. All right, what else do we have here? It's 11:51. And I also have, if you'd want it, I've got a ticket or a shirt. It says Jegs on it. Now, this would be more like a young guy. Like a young hot rodder. Jegs. They sell high performance parts. Yeah, if you got a high performance car, they have your parts. Okay. Jegs. Yes. All right. It. Let me see what else is going on. We already talked about the Thanksgiving dinners. We'll mention it next week, of course. Of course, Thanksgiving is next week. Thanksgiving dinners at Emmanuel Lutheran Church at Dayspring Wesleyan, and anyone else doing the free dinners on Thanksgiving Day. Okay, I'm looking here now to see if there are any other special announcements. Well, the train show, oh, that's great. The last Saturday of every month, Vietnam Veterans of America will have a breakfast for people. 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. No, 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. All right. Now, what else I have here? Oh, that's right. The Prairie Parks. The Tall Grass Trail, in other words. Okay, what's going on there? Let me see. Today is the... here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, where is that Young's Farm at?
Oh, you'd have to look it up on the Ohio Road Map. It's south of Columbus. I'm trying to think. Look up Yellow Springs.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Somewhere around there you'll find it listed on the Ohio map.
You say you have a restaurant, too?
Yes, yes, they sure do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we like to go out and eat a little bit, so
that'd
be nuts.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Young's Dairy Farm. Yeah. If you go down there and tell them I sent you. You say, Evers who? Okay. Let me see. Today is what day? Let me see. Today is the 22nd of November. Nothing listed for the Tall Grass Trail today. But there was yesterday a talk turkey at the LaRue branch of the library in LaRue. Come learn about the unique bird. That was yesterday. There's nothing there today. On the 25th, hike with the naturalist. Oh, James Anderson, does he have a bicycle now? Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, did the Herefords come from England?
Yes, from England. Yes, of course.
Okay.
Hey, would you like any tickets to the zoo?
No, thanks.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, finally, we got the last of my questions answered here. Where are the Hereford cattle from? And that's England, of course. Okay. And the polled Herefords... is a Hereford without his horns. Boy, if you were stuck in traffic, you couldn't blow your horns, could you? If Hereford cattle. Oh, crazy. Let me see what else. Looking at all my information I have here. Okay, you can win every 30 days our tickets or to the zoo or whatever we have. And then the Vietnam Veterans Breakfast, the last Saturday of the month, which will be tomorrow, right? Would that be tomorrow? Probably. Okay, let me see. What else do we have here? Oh, free produce market. Logos Christian Ministries. Ah. The second Saturday of every month. Okay. Logos Christian Ministries. Now, I heard, too, that they're giving away surplus food at the what used to be the recreation department, maybe still is, behind City Hall. Now, I don't know the times or anything like that, but I don't know when they'll ever get the old cigar store fixed up enough to meet the standards the state puts forth for safety and so forth in construction. But right now, it is a mess in Marion's crossroads. The courthouse on one corner, Trekka on another corner, the bank on another corner, and demolition the other corner. Wow. It looks like they want to eventually take in all those offices. They're a lawyer. In fact, my son-in-law once had an office in that part. And it is the strangest construction. The Republican Party is there's a wall separating it from the cigar store, but yet there's a back door to the Republican Party headquarters that leads into the cigar store area. You talk about being different. And of course, when you look up and you see, like, eventually one of the buildings was cut in half. It's a strange, why couldn't we just mow it all down if we had the money and put it in a fast food restaurant or something, a clothing store that sells shoes, ties, shirts or something. Oh my. Well, anyhow, I like that new water tower, though. That is great. It's such a significant area or site to see in Marion. It's the newest construction within, the area that you've ever seen. Tall. It must be over 100 feet tall. And can you imagine how many gallons of water that thing would have in it? Can you imagine how long it'd take to pump it full of water? And how much pressure would develop down at the faucet at the bottom of the water tower if you opened up the faucet? Well, they don't have, But how much pressure would be behind that? A lot, you say? Yeah, I would think. So there's some technical parts of that I think would be so interesting to know. But most people, we all go about our daily duties and look over and say, yeah, that's new. But wouldn't it be interesting to know a few of the things? How many gallons of water does that hold? What amount of pressure would come out of that on its own without pumping or needing to pump? And you ever wonder anything like that? Probably not, huh? But when you go out on the east side of Marion today, you look for that water tower. You can't miss it. Now, the other thing, if you're coming in on Mount Vernon Avenue, you see the statue of Lady Justice. Okay, now as you get closer to that three-way or four-way intersection there at Vine Church and Vine and Church, you get close enough to that church, and it looks like Lady Justice is dancing on top of the church. Yeah. Okay, well, hey, we're almost finished, but next time you come up Mount Vernon Avenue, remember what I said. As you get closer and closer to that intersection, Lady Justice will suddenly appear on top of that church, and you'll say to yourself, what's she doing up there?
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
How much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad, and so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors. Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just?